Kayo'y nakikinig sa Australia Explained, ang SBS audio podcast na gagabay sa inyong pamumuhay sa Australia.
Ang legal system ng Australia ay binubuo ng iba't ibang individual at institusyon. Sa kabila ng kanilang magkakaibang tungkulin at antas o hierarchy, lahat sila ay nagtutulungan upang mapanatili ang pundasyon ng legal system, ang rule of law. Ito ang ipiniliwanag ni William Parlett, Associate Professor sa University of Melbourne Law School.
It means that, you know, all individuals have to follow the law. The law applies equally to all people. The law is applied by impartial, independent courts in a way that is fair to all of the individuals appearing in front of the court, and that the law is passed in a procedural way. The key institution that plays the central role in the rule of law is Parliament and the representatives who pass laws that govern our behavior and that are applied impartially.
Ang Parliament procedures para sa paglikha ng batas sa parehong antas ng Commonwealth at Estado ay nakasaad sa fundamental legal document. Ito ay ang Konstitusyon. Ang mga batas na ipinasa ng Parlamento na kilala bilang Acts of Parliament ay tinatawag na Statute Law. Bukod dito, ang mga batas na nilikha sa pamamagitan ng mga interpretasyon ng hukuman ay tinatawag na case law. Ipinaliwanag ni Dr. Parlett ang hierarchy sa pagitan ng dalawa.
Australia is a common law system, like the UK, Hong Kong, New Zealand, many of the other former parts of the British Empire. The chief source of law is statute, which is a law passed by Parliament. The courts can create what's called case law, which can become what we know as the common law. Now, the common law can always be overridden by statute.
Mayroon ding delegated o subordinate na batas na ginagawa ng ehekutibong gobyerno. Halimbawa, ang mga ministers ay gumagawa ng batas sa anyo ng mga regulasyon sa ilalim ng otoridad ng Act of Parliament. Ipinaliwanag ni Dr. Parlett na ang statute law ay ang pangunahing pinagmumula ng legal na pamantayan dahil ang mga regulasyon ay inilalabas upang ipatupad ang mga batas na ipinasa ng parlamento. Ang legal system ng Australia ay sumasalamin sa katotohanan na ito ay isang commonwealth ng mga estado at teritoryo. Sa praktikal na aspeto, nangangahulugan ito na may mga federal na batas at mga batas na nagkakaiba sa bawat jurisdiction. Samantala sa mga kaso ng direct conflict sa pagitan ng federal at state laws, ang federal law ang mangingibabaw. Ayon kay Chris Stone mula sa Legal Services Commission ng South Australia, mayroong ilang mga isyu mula sa kasal hanggang sa tax at immigration na kinokontrol ng parehong mga batas kahit saan ka man nakatira sa Australia.
Areas where the federal government is given the authority under the Constitution, such as defence, issues involving foreign affairs, migration. So that's why if you're dealing with things like obtaining a visa to visit or to live in Australia, those are Commonwealth laws that you would be dealing with rather than state laws.
Dagdag pa nito, ang isang karaniwang halimbawa ng batas na nagbabago depende sa iyong estado o teritoryo ay ang mga batas trapiko.
In South Australia, just like in every state and territory, there are laws that relate to driving motor vehicles on the road that regulate people's ability to get a driving license, how you go about registering a car, how fast you can drive, and so on. These are state laws. So there are areas where every state can do its own thing.
Dagdag paliwanag nito, ang federal system ng Australia ay makikita rin sa court structures nito, kung saan ang High Court ang nagsisilbing ultimate forum of appeal sa lahat ng antas o libel.
So you have the federal court, which has a number of different levels. We also have within the federal court, which is a separate section, which is in the federal jurisdiction, is called the family court. Because family law in Australia is in the national jurisdiction. At the state level, we have a number of courts, all the way down to the magistrates' courts, to the county court, to the Supreme Court, to the Court of Appeal, and so forth, which deal with the implementation of state laws. So the High Court oversees both the federal courts in the national jurisdiction and those at the state level as well.
Pagdating sa criminal law, karamihan sa mga usapin ay tinatalakay sa estado o teritoryo. Ganon din ang legal proceedings ng mga criminal cases na karaniwang sinisimulan sa estado. Pero hindi ganito ang civil case na kinakasangkutan ng mga alitan sa pagitan ng mga individual at organisasyon tulad ng mga alitan sa ari-arian, breach of contract at workers' compensation cases. Ang pagkakaiba nito ay ipiniliwanag ni Greg McIntyre, ang President-elect ng Law Council of Australia.
Criminal matters, usually they are initiated in the police service. They investigate crimes. They then refer them to the Director of Public Prosecutions in each of those jurisdictions, and the director decides whether or not to prosecute a person. The civil system doesn't involve the government as the primary mover of the proceedings. A plaintiff brings a case to the court where the remedy is one of damages or compensation.
Hindi tulad ng civil cases. Ang mga kasong kriminal ay binibigyang prioridad sa mga government-subsidized legal assistance services, kabilang ang mga Legal Aid Commission sa bawat jurisdiction at mga Commonwealth Legal Financial Assistance Schemes.
Those agencies do have limits on the number of cases that they can take on, and some areas of law are given priority over others. So criminal areas where people are at risk of imprisonment get a higher priority for being granted legal assistance. Family law, where people have limited resources. Civil claims, where people are seeking compensation for something, it's generally fairly difficult to get legal aid.
Kung nangangailangan ng legal representation o abogado sa kanyang kaso, ngunit hindi kayang magbayad at hindi din eligible para sa government-funded programs, ay maaaring maghanap ng abogado sa kanyang lugar na nagbibigay ng pro bono assistance. Sa anumang kaso, kapag kumuha ng legal practitioner, mainam na tiyakin ang bisa ng kanyang credentials.
All legal practitioners are obliged to have a current practice certificate under the regulations which apply in each of the states and territories. Each of those has a statutory body who issues those practice certificates, and they have a website where you can check whether the individual that you're in communication with has a practice certificate and doesn't have any disqualifications upon it. In addition, you can find out that sort of information from the bar associations and the law societies.
May isa pang opsyon, ito ay ang Community Legal Center. Kabilang dito ang Women's Legal Services ng bawat estado at teritoryo na nag-specialize sa pagbibigay ng legal support para sa mga kaso ng family violence. Sinabi ni Stone mula sa SA Legal Services Commission na ang legal aid ay tumutulong sa higit pa sa representation. May iba't ibang mga legal assistance na magagamit para sa sino man at anuman ang katayuan sa buhay.
What most people probably think about when they hear the term legal aid, they think about lawyers going to court. That's only in certain legal issues. Most legal aid commissions will provide other assistance, such as advice to people that is not dependent on a grant of legal aid.
Huling payo ni Stone na palaging kumuha ng legal aid, lalo na kung hindi ka pamilyar sa legal system ng Australia.
Sometimes people may be in Australia having had very bad experiences elsewhere with a legal system or with legal process, and that would tend to influence them in terms of their attitude towards the law and legal process. So people getting advice about how the legal system works in Australia is always a good idea.
Ang ulat na ito ay binuo ni Zoe Thumaydo na isinalin sa ating wika. Ako si Sheila Joy Labrador. Para sa SBS Filipino.
Inyong napakinggan ang isang SBS audio podcast. Para sa iba pang nilalaman ng Australia Explained, bisitahin ang sbs.com.au/australiaexplained.